This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Biden administration on Sunday upheld a Trump-era rejection of nearly all of China's significant maritime claims in the South China Sea. The administration also warned that any attack on the Philippines from China in the Flashpoint region would draw a U.S. response under a mutual defense treaty. A stern message from Secretary of State Antony Blinken came in a statement released ahead of this week's fifth anniversary of an international tribunal ruling in favor of the Philippines against China's maritime claims around the Spratly Islands and neighboring reefs and shoals. China rejects the ruling. Authorities searching for the victims of a deadly collapse in Florida Sunday said that they hope to conclude their painstaking work in the coming weeks as a team of first responders from Israel departed the scene. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava said 90 deaths have now been confirmed in last month's collapse of the 12-story Champlain Towers South in Surfside that is up from 86 a day before. Among them are 71 bodies that have been identified, and the families have been notified. A U.S. citizen and former top aide to Jordan's King Abdullah II alleged he was tortured in Jordanian detention, and he fears for his life. His U.S.-based lawyer said Sunday on the eve of a verdict in the high-profile sedition trial linked to a rare public rift in the kingdom's ruling family, along with the mistreatment allegations, a closed-door trial before Jordan State Security says it was completely unfair. This is VOA News. Pfizer says it plans to meet with top U.S. health officials on Monday to discuss the drug maker's request for federal authorization of a third dose of its COVID-19 vaccine, as U.S. President Joe Biden's chief medical advisor acknowledged that it is entirely conceivable, maybe likely, that booster shots will be needed. The company said that it was scheduled to have the meeting with the Food and Drug Administration and other officials on Monday. This is days after Pfizer asserted that the booster shots would be needed within 12 months. Pfizer's Dr. Michael Dulstern told the Associated Press last week that the early data from the company's booster study suggests people's antibody levels jump 5 to 10-fold after a third dose compared to their second dose months earlier, evidence it believes still supports the need for a booster. Thousands of Cubans marched on Havana's Malecon Promenade and elsewhere on the island Sunday to protest food shortages and high prices amid the coronavirus crisis. It's one of the biggest anti-government demonstrations in memory. Many young people took part in the afternoon protests in the capital, which disrupted traffic until police moved it in several hours and broke up the march when a few protesters threw rocks at them. Police initially traveled behind protesters chanting "Freedom, Enough, and Unite." One motorcycle pulled out of a U.S. flag, or motorcyclist pulled out that flag, but it was snatched from him by others. Cuba is going through its worst economic crisis in decades, along with a resurgence of coronavirus cases, as it suffers the consequences of U.S. sanctions imposed by the Trump administration. Israel's Supreme Court Sunday cleared the way for same-sex couples to have children through surrogate mothers. This is a move hailed by lawmakers and activists as victories for LGBTQ rights. The court ruled in 2020 that a surrogacy law, which had expanded access to single women but excluded gay couples, disproportionately harmed the right to equality and the right to parenthood, and it was unlawful. There is more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.